our heartfelt thanks to those who intervened and to all the services for helping to protect our capital city from mindless violence and far-right fuelled hatred and fury. But however, Taoiseach, I want to raise the broader issue of migration policy in Ireland, both at national and at local level, and to ask you, as our Taoiseach, to lead that discussion and to communicate with and listen to those people who now feel excluded from that discussion. Taoiseach, last Friday night, a potential public order situation was developing in Drumahair and County Leitrim, where rumours circulated that buses carrying migrants were about to arrive in the village. Crowds gathered, and I believe some outsiders arrived, and some illegal checkpoints were set up, which should never have happened. The concerned residents of Drumahair called the Gardaí, and 90 minutes later, two Gardaí, who I believe are covering most of all of North Leitrim, arrived as soon as they could. Now, as it turned out, no bus arrived and the situation dissipated. And while I will raise the issue of Garda resources with Minister McEntee later, I now want to ask, why did this happen? How did this situation develop? Now, I don't have all the answers, but I know this much. A few weeks back, I met with concerned residents in Drumahair when the department wrote informing them that 155 IP applicants would arrive in their village. I contacted the department asking for support for a village that has no community centre, whose national school has an emergency application in for two additional classrooms, where they are fundraising for a decent surface for their pitch, and where their medical centre is already chock-a-block full. And Taoiseach, I got no response. Nothing. Yes, thanks to Minister O'Gorman, the department is now meeting them. But that's after Friday night. That's putting out fires, Taoiseach. That is not proactive migration policy. So I'm asking you today, will you speak openly and honestly to the Irish people? Will you fill that policy vacuum? Will you articulate clearly what your migration policy is and give people a sense that you and your government are in control, are in charge? Recently, it was reported that you said about needing to slow the flow of migration and the need to be realistic on the supports offered. Taoiseach, is that your view? Is a government policy? And crucially, will your government really work proactively with communities like Drumahair concerned residents, who told three TDs at a meeting last Sunday they will be first in line to help to support and integrate families who may arrive in their village? But they need to be assisted, they need to be enabled and have their community capacity built to do so. Taoiseach, trust in communities is a fragile thing.
Thank you, Deputy.
Cohesion even more so. I am asking you to help to restore both.
Taoiseach?
Thanks very much, Deputy. I'm aware of the situation in Drumahair. I've been briefed about it, but only today, and I don't want to comment on it in detail in case I don't have all the facts. But I am told that a community engagement team has been set up, and that they've been engaging with Deputy Fian, with you and with Deputy Kenny in an effort to set out exactly what is happening and what is not happening in Drumahair. You ask about what our immigration policy is and our migration policy is, and let me be as clear as I can be. And sometimes it's difficult to be clear because this isn't a straightforward thing. There are different types of migration and different types of migrants. The situation is that anybody who is a UK or Irish citizen has a right to live in this country. Anybody who is an EU or EEA citizen has a right to live, work, study, and do business in this country, just as we can in all of their countries too. And that's what it means to be part of the European Union. And I think the advantages of that outweigh the disadvantages manifold, and people have voted that way in referendums on many occasions. When it comes to anyone else, in order to enter the country, they require a visa. It might be a work visa, it might be a student visa, it might be a work permit, and of course vetting occurs in those instances. Separately to that, we have people who arrive from Ukraine under the Temporary Protection Directive. They have a right to be here under European law. We do our best to accommodate them as best we can, and the right to work and study too. And then we have people who arrive in a regular manner and under international law, just as is the case in Italy and in Britain and in France and in America, they can apply for protection. And our job is to assess their application as quickly as possible, give them legal status if they're entitled to it, if they're not, to issue a deportation order and ensure that's enforced. That is our migration policy. And I know it's not simple, I know it's not straightforward, but it can't be, because life isn't straightforward and the world isn't straightforward. And there are different people coming from different countries for different reasons. But that is the policy that that we have, Deputy.
But Taoiseach, there is also a reluctance to grasp the nettle sometime and to be honest with people. It's not enough to say Irish people are generous and welcoming. They are, but that's not enough. This is a very sensitive, complicated issue. I agree with you. It's global, it's national, but people are looking to your government to, as I said, have an honest, open discussion, looking at your overall policy and looking at the granular detail, how it's being managed, how communities can respond to this in a positive way, not, as I said, putting out fires after the fact. That's terrible for communities. It's driving division, and you know
it,
and I know it. And it's the responsibility of government to stop that happening.
Taoiseach.
Thanks. Thanks very much, Deputy. I think when it comes to concerns about migration, I talk to a lot of people about this all the time. I don't think the vast majority of people have huge concerns about people coming to Ireland from the UK or other parts of the European Union, or people coming here with work visas or student visas from outside of the European Union. There is a real concern around irregular migration, people arriving here seeking international protection, precisely because it is so hard to manage. You don't know how many will arrive on any given day or where they're from or what documents they will have. But contrary to what you will hear and contrary to what is being spread about the place, the numbers of people seeking international protection in Ireland this year will be lower than last year, roughly 13,000 this year, down from 15,000 the year before. And that is in part because of actions that we've taken as a European Union to secure the external borders of the European Union, and also in this state to manage our own borders better. But it is naive to think that any government can stop the flow entirely when there are hundreds of millions of people on the move in the world. A government elected initially very much on anti-migration platform, within weeks more people landed on the island of Lampedusa than lived there. We saw President Trump and his attempts in the US.
Thank you,
huge numbers of people arriving throughout his presidency in the US, and we know from the UK as well. We have to be honest with people about this. The world's a dangerous place. Europe is paradise, and Ireland is one of the best parts of paradise for most people in the world. Hundreds of millions of people on the move. Thousands will come here.
Thank
and we just have to manage that as well as we can.
Thank you very much.